Hey, family, as we're wrapping up March, Endometriosis Awareness Month, I wanted to kind of just chit chat with you and share a couple of things. Number one, Endometriosis Awareness Month is a powerful month. Tons of information, tons of content. I know that you feel like you've been water hosed with information. Here is what we do. We grab all of that information, we tuck it in our toolbox, and we use it throughout the year. I understand we get lots of coverage, media, social media posts, podcasts, television, etc., because March is the month, but we have to realize that those that are diagnosed with endometriosis are dealing with this 24/7, 365, and we cannot drop the ball when March 31st hits. Before we jump into this episode, I want to share a quick case study with you, and let's talk about why she came to me. Main complaints: ovulation pain, pelvic pain, weight gain, fatigue, extreme fatigue after eating her meals. And this is even with doing gluten-free, dairy-free, lots of different things going on, lots of brain fog, quality of life, just not where it needs to be. And this is on top of being able to work from home and really manage her life, manage her schedule around her endometriosis diagnosis. This is someone that had been gluten-free for quite a while, has had excision surgery, has been doing all of the things to bring quality of life, but still not getting the answers that she needed, still not getting the healing wins, feeling more and more discouraged, trying different supplements, tweaking her nutrition a little bit more. And finally, she decided to take that step and lean in, book that complimentary discovery call, and see what we could do to partner. Now, first thing we did was take a full intake, find out what's going on, see what is going on as far as the hormones, immune system, digestion, detoxification, oxidative stress, stress levels. Like, I know, but all of those things really wrap in. We did some functional testing. We pooped for science. We did that stool test. We did some hormone testing. We really looked at to see what's going on with the hormones, how they're being metabolized, what's going on, and where could we bring the support. Now, I want to circle back to the gluten-free part because a lot of you are gluten-free and you've done it for years, but one of the biggest things that came back on her stool test is she was having a lot of gluten still in her nutrition. Somehow, some way, she was being exposed. And so we were able to really find out where those exposures were coming from, bring in some lifestyle changes, bring in some supplements to kind of cleanse out what had been put into her body, and also eliminate those extra toxins into the toxin bucket. We made some lifestyle changes. And when I say lifestyle changes, this wasn't like an entire overhaul, just small bits and pieces. For example, many of you have tools in your toolbox right now, but you don't know what order to put them in. Or maybe the tools aren't as sharp as they used to be, or you're using tools from 5, 10 years ago that just ain't working for you right now. So what we did is we wrapped that all together. What are we talking about after that? 4 weeks later, my girl in dropped 10 pounds. And I just want to say, we weren't even trying to drop weight, but if you are trying to drop weight, what you're looking to drop are toxins, trauma, and inflammation. No more afternoon fatigue. No more needing the caffeine and the push to get her through the rest of the day. She's also been able to increase the intensity of her workouts. She was already working out, but not able to take the more advanced level classes. Now, taking the advanced classes, being able to strengthen and lengthen her body, less brain fog, improved stress management, nearly zero bloating because we made the lifestyle changes, took care of the gut dysbiosis. She's even had neighbors come up to her and be like, "What are you doing? Something's different. You're glowing. You've gotten slender. You're taking the weight off. I'm seeing a change." We all know what it's like to look in the mirror and see the changes, but when somebody else brings the changes to our attention, we already know that's a game changer. This is just an example of what 12 weeks of support and accountability and individualized planning can do for you. We are bringing this to each and every one of you, but you've got to take that step. The doors are open for the April 17th session that we're going to be kicking off. We have a few seats left. This is a 12-week program where you're going to be able to gain this same success. You're going to be able to drop the toxins, the trauma, the inflammation, find that little tweak. find that little change that needs to happen. So if you are ready to be one of our next success stories, one of our next big wins that we're talking about on this podcast, I want you to click the link in the bio, click the link in the show notes, join me on that discovery call, and let's see what we can do to lock arms and partner. Now, this episode is a re-release, but since we are in Endometriosis Awareness Month, I thought it would be really good to redo this episode, talk about what is endometriosis. I'm going to also re-release the episode of where I shared my story. These are great resources, not only for you, but to share in the community. So share the link with someone that may be suffering in silence. Listen to the definition, redo your foundation to better equip you for managing endometriosis, hormone issues, and gut issues, because this is your year, but we have to make some changes to put you in the driver's seat. Today, I am going in, baby. We are going in. We are talking about all things endometriosis. So I thought the best way to start this podcast is to really describe, right? What is endometriosis? What the heck is going on with your body? Because I know many of us are endo warriors and we know what to expect, right? We know the pain, we know the suffering, the stress. Baby, we've been there, done that. We know it all. But some of you are maybe running across this podcast and you're totally unaware, right? You see me on Instagram, you've heard my story, you're having some period pain, you're having some pelvic pain. So I was like, what better way than to lay the actual foundation of what is endometriosis, right? Now, here's the deal. I'm going to say it a little louder for the people in the back. You don't have to decrease your volume too much, baby, but I'm going to lean in on this one, right? So here's the deal. Endometriosis is uterine-like tissue found outside of the uterus, right? It is a full body disease. It is not a reproductive disorder. It is when tissue, we're saying it again, similar to the uterus, is found outside of the uterus, right? So that uterine-like lining, it causes chronic systemic inflammation throughout your entire body. It is not, I repeat, it is not period pain. It is hormonally driven, right? Endometriosis lesions make their own progesterone and estrogen within the lesions and cause a lot of issues. And if that is not enough, it also has a lot of autoimmune-like factors. So I know that's a mouthful. Take a deep breath. Work with me. I'm doing it again, right? Endometriosis is uterine-like tissue found outside the uterus. It is hormonally driven. It is not period pain. It is chronic systemic inflammation throughout your entire body, right? Those endometriosis lesions can be found anywhere throughout your body. It is a full-body disease. And like I said, the icing on the cake, honey, it has autoimmune-like factors. So when we define endometriosis, you can see, you can hear, right? There is a lot going on. Now, I know for some of you, you're like, hold up, wait a minute. I thought endometriosis was just a painful period. I thought endometriosis was just a uterine problem. I'm telling you, for the third time, a little louder for the people in the back, endometriosis is not a reproductive disorder, right? There's a lot going on with your body when it comes to that chronic systemic inflammation. So I really want to just make sure that you've got that clear, right? I'm a pause. I need you to breathe. Stick with me. So this is what endometriosis is, right? Now, I will say this. Endometriosis looks different for everyone, right? My endometriosis diagnosis may look similar to yours, may look different, may have nothing in common. I may be picking your brain and you're like, how does LJ know what I'm thinking and feeling? Baby, I've been there, right? So let's talk about what is endometriosis. Endometriosis is nerve pain, back pain. It can be passing out during your cycle. It can be nosebleeds, coughing up blood, right? There can be pain and bleeding outside of your cycle. And I want to stop on that one because so many times, right, we believe the lie that endo is just period pain. It's just a bad period. You know, you just need to toughen up, girl. You got a uterus. This is how it's going to be. I'm here to tell you right now, the biggest thing for me is when I was having the pain, the bleeding, and the cramping outside of my cycle, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to wrap my head around this, right? Everyone's telling me it's just period pain, throw some birth control on it and keep it pushing. But I'm like, this is weird because I'm having pain outside of my cycle, right? I'm having the bleeding, the cramping, right? So that is endometriosis. There can be painful sex. There can be the back pain. Sometimes you have some rectal bleeding. You can have painful bowel movements, bleeding during your bowel movements. I know, TMI, but this is where we're at, right? We're talking about brain fog, bloating,
constipation, cystic acne, and no, I'm not done with the list. Buckle up, we still going. We're talking about heavy bleeding, mood swings, weight issues, nausea, vomiting, low libido, period pain. Once again, there can be pain during your cycle, but with endometriosis, many of us endo warriors can experience cramping and bleeding and pain outside of your cycle, right? Extreme bloating, right? Not that sexy bloating where you can just, you know, put a little sweater on it during sweater weather, right, and hide. I'm talking about that bloating where you're uncomfortable, where you can't eat and drink all day, right? That bloating that stops you in your track to where you're so uncomfortable you can't function, right? That endo belly, that endo bloating, sciatic pain, rib pain, fertility issues, neck pain, reflux, uncontrollable, unexplained tingling. Sometimes your nerves, they are on fire. They are working overtime, right? There can be tailbone pain. There can be a lot of pressure in your bladder. I remember for me, it felt like pens and needles dancing on my bladder 24/7, right? So endometriosis is not a reproductive disorder, right? So remember that chronic systemic inflammation is throughout your entire body. That can mean dental issues, right? Swollen gums, bleeding gums, pens and needles feeling on the bladder, joint pain, headaches, brain fog. All of these things are part of managing, are part of the symptoms that comes with endometriosis, right? So here's the deal. If you have the diagnosis of endometriosis, you're probably listening to the symptoms. And even for some of us regular endo warriors that have been there, done that, we're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize that was a part of endo, right? We sweep everything to the side. We don't really think about it, but endometriosis is a full body disease, right? So when we're talking about endometriosis and the autoimmune-like factors, we are talking about food allergies, food intolerances, nutrient deficiencies, seasonal allergies, right? You can have a white blood cell count that is always low. You're that person that they're like, girl, honey, you always sick, right? The wind blows and you have a cold. Every time you turn around, your body is just not doing well. You feel like you're always fighting a virus. You're always fighting some type of bug. That is endometriosis, right? Now, I gotta pause because I don't like being negative, and I know I just spent about 2 to 3 minutes giving you all the negative, right? The physical symptoms of endometriosis. Let's talk about also how endometriosis is just not physical symptoms, emotional, right? Dealing with the stress and the strain, the depression, the anxiety. There is nothing worse than having a body that you can't rely on, right? That in itself is extremely stressful, right? There can be depression. There can be anxiety, PTSD. You're dealing with the gaslighting from the doctors. Like, it is a full body disease, right? So like I said, I don't like to be negative, but I really feel like we have to touch on all of the symptoms, because so many times, even when you have the diagnosis of endometriosis, stuff starts happening to your body and you're just kind of like, is it really happening? Is this really going on? Is it a big deal? I'm here to tell you right now, endometriosis is a full body disease, right? Now, we don't want to blame everything on endo. We're going to talk about that in future episodes, right? Because many times when things happen, we're like, oh, it's my endo. Oh, it's my endo. Oh, it's my endo. Baby, I'm here to tell you. Sometimes it's not your endo. You got a bacterial infection, right? Sometimes it's not your endo. You've got a fungal overgrowth in your gut, right? Sometimes it's not your endo. It's your immune system, right? That has some other issues. Maybe there's another autoimmune-like factor. There's another diagnosis, right? So we're definitely going to delve into that. But here is what I want you to grasp onto. If there are things going on with your body, whether or not you have the diagnosis, do not, I repeat, do not ignore anything. Everything is connected, right? Do not feel the need to silo your endometriosis diagnosis from your sinus infections, from your joint pain, from your acne, all this other stuff. Everything is connected, right? Now, we don't want to give endo all the credit, because not everything going on with your body is endometriosis related. But like I told you, with all those symptoms and everything going on, there's a lot going on and you need to be aware, right? Like we said, circling back, endometriosis is not inside the uterus. So let's just stop right there. If it's not inside the uterus, it's anywhere but there. It can be anywhere. I repeat, anywhere. It can be on your small intestines, your kidney, your liver, your bladder. You can have on your ovaries. You can have ovarian cysts. It can be on your nerves, your bowels, sinus cavities. That was me. I had some endometriosis lesions. Yes, in my sinus cavities. I've had 4 sinus surgeries, right? There was a lot that was going on there, but I didn't realize that. I was like many of you. I thought it was just a bad period. I thought it was just period pain. I just thought I needed to be a stronger Black woman pushing towards the mark, you know, holding up this whole epitome of I'm a strong girl. And I didn't realize that the endometriosis was so much more, right? When I got the diagnosis, I didn't get all of that information. And so for many of you, I'm sure you're probably listening and you're just like, I can't believe this, right? Yes, I'm going to say it right now. You're not crazy. There is a lot going on. So you really need to be aware that it can affect your bowels, your nerves, your pelvis, your your ligaments, your joints, your everything, right? Now, like I said, I know that it's very negative, but here's the deal. Despite all that endometriosis brings to the table, I will always shout it from the rooftops. We can have an amazing life despite diagnosis of endometriosis, but here's the deal. My quality of life looks different at the age of 43 than it did when I was 25, 30, 35, right? Even when I was 14, 15, and 16 and just having those issues, right? So don't let anyone, I repeat, do not let anybody tell you that just because you have endometriosis, you can't have an amazing life, because I'm here to tell you right now, honey, that ain't true. That's what I said. Improper English and all, it ain't true. Don't buy the lie, right? So that is what endometriosis is. Now let's talk about what it's not, because I think sometimes in the definition, we have to talk about what it's not, right? It is not period pain. It is not endometrium lining. It is not a reproductive disorder. And here's my favorite. It's not just a rogue period, right? It's just not like, oh, you just have a crazy period and that's why you have endo. It is not any of those things, right? Endometriosis, like we said, is uterine-like tissue found outside of the uterus. It is hormonally driven. Now, you know, if you got a uterus and ovaries, your hormones can be running a real, real game on you, right? They can be up, they can be down. This is the thing, right? With men, their hormones are pretty stable. Ladies, if you got a uterus, you got ovaries, honey, those hormones can be up, down, and all around. They change daily, sometimes hourly, right? So with all of that going on, there are going to be lots of fluctuations depending on what you have going on. It depends on where those endometriosis lesions are. So let's talk about some of the misconceptions of endometriosis, right? And like I always say, and I'm going to say it right now, here's the deal. When I'm talking about endometriosis, I don't want you to feel like, oh, LJ is just coming from the high horse because she learned this in school and she's coming down on us. Honey, it's anything but the high horse. I say this every time, and listen to this. I come to you from the low horse, baby. The been there, done that. I believe the lie. I believe the misconceptions. I let somebody talk me into thinking it was just a bad period. I've been there. And that is why I want to educate, empower, and motivate you guys so that you can have quality of life, right? So that you can go into these doctor's appointments and feel empowered, so that you can know that you're not crazy. There's nothing wrong with you, right? There's just a lot going on with your body and it needs a lot of different support, right? With everything going on. So I'm going to hop off my soapbox on that one, but let's talk about the misconceptions, right? One of the misconceptions when you're dealing with endometriosis is that old thought pattern of, oh, it's just a rogue period. Oh, it's just a bad period. Let's put some birth control on it. Here's the deal. Birth control is a pharmaceutical, is a band-aid. It can help some people depending on what you're wanting to do. But here's the deal. Birth control will not, and I'm going to say it three times, birth control will not turn off your endometriosis. It may turn off your period, right? But it is not going to cure your endo. It is not going to stop the lesions from growing. It's not going to turn back the hands of time. It is a temporary pharmaceutical band-aid. It can provide some people with better quality of life depending on what's going on with your situation. But I just want to be very clear. Birth control is not a cure for endometriosis, right? Here's another misconception. All endo is caused by estrogen dominance. We're going to talk about this in a little further, right? So I'm just kind of laying the groundwork. So that's why you guys need to be saving this in your favorites. You need to be plugging in. Make sure you're following the Instagram. If you have questions, send in the Google form. Check out the show notes. But we want to inform you, right? So some of this may be like, oh my gosh, LJ, it's too much for me. Baby, hold on. I got you on future episodes. Hold on, right? So birth control will not turn off your endo, right? Not all endometriosis is estrogen dominant. So sometimes people are just like, oh my gosh, we demonize estrogen. I've got too much estrogen. Estrogen this, estrogen that. Yes, estrogen can play a role, but not everyone that has endometriosis has high estrogen, right? Now, here's a big one. I know. Stick with me. Hysterectomies do not, cannot, and never will cure endometriosis. I repeat, hysterectomies do not cure endometriosis. And this is why, even if you need to hit the rewind, go back to the beginning of this podcast. As I said in the beginning, endometriosis is uterine-like tissue found outside of the uterus. Now work with me, honey. If it's outside of the uterus, why would removing your uterus and your ovaries cure endometriosis? I'm going to say it one more time. Like I said, I'm coming from the low horse, been there, done that. Trust me, I bought the lie as well. So removing your uterus and removing your ovaries can possibly give you better quality of life depending on your symptoms. Everyone's situation is different. But removing your uterus and removing your ovaries is not going to remove the endometriosis lesions, because remember, we talked about it again. I know some of you are like, LJ, what is going on here? I know, right? That's why I'm breaking it down. You know I like to talk fast, but I'm like, I gotta slow it down for this one. Hysterectomies, removing the ovary, removing the uterus is not going to cure the endo, because endometriosis is not inside of the uterus. Remember, it is uterine-like tissue found outside of the uterus. So that is why, like I said, some people get amazing quality of life. It maybe helps with the cramp and the bleeding, whatever's going on, but it's not going to cure your endometriosis, right? So that is a big misconception. I will tell a little bit more of my story in future episodes where I did schedule a hysterectomy, because I was believing the lie, because I had tried everything else and I was giving up. Like, I was dying. Your girl was out here struggling, trying to raise two kids, could barely go to work, could barely get my kids, you know, to school. It was horrible. And so I was wondering, you know, what other options do I have? And I will talk a little bit about that in future episodes. And I will say, as of now, I've not had a hysterectomy. I'm living pain-free. Thank God I've made it to the other side, and I am here to empower you and get you to the other side as well. But that is one of the biggest misconceptions, right? So remember, a lot of us have been hearing, you know, it's endometrial lining, it's retrograde period, all of that. I need you to sweep that under the rug and keep it under there, because it ain't true, right? Let's go to another misconception. Pregnancy cures endo, right? Have that baby, stretch it out. Everything's going to be better. I'll never forget. I was having a conversation with my doctor in tears, trying to figure out what was going on. I had not one baby, but two. And I remember asking him, how many kids do I have to have? Do I need a basketball team? Am I cranking one out every year? Am I having one every 9 months? Like, what the heck is going on? Because I was told, if I have a baby, it's going to stretch everything out and make everything perfect. I'm here to tell you, two kids deep, I was in the worst endo pain of my life. Not to mention, first baby was okay. Second baby, honey, endo was like, I've been asleep too long. Let me wake it up a little bit, right? Kicked up around that 7th, 8th month, right? I was in horrible pain, right? So endometriosis does not cure itself with pregnancy, right? Pregnancy is not going to cure your endo. Now, here's another one that we have out there, right? Endometriosis is a white woman's disease, right? It is not something that women of color can deal with. I clearly, as a black woman, right? If you've never seen me, your girl is black as it comes. You may not think I sound like it, but baby, I am. So here's the deal. Endometriosis is no respecter of person. It doesn't care what color you are, how much money you got in the bank, what initials and degrees you have behind your name, the car in your driveway, the commas in your bank account. Endometriosis is real. It attacks 1 in 10, right? That is what the research says. Now, my little 2 cents, I feel like it's 1 in 8, but once again, that's just my 2 cents and what I've seen in my practice. 1 in 10 with a uterus and ovaries deal with endometriosis, and it is, I'm telling you, red and yellow, black and white, it does not matter. Right? So that is another lie, that as a woman of color, if you're having period pain, oh, you're just weak, you're not doing this, that, and the other. No, it affects everyone with the uterus and ovaries. It does not care what color your skin is. It does not care about all these other things, your education level, your this, your that, what books you've read. I know. For many of us, it was a challenge. I don't know if you guys heard my story. If so, you need to go back to the first episode. It took me 16 years, right? And that was 16 years of me chasing a diagnosis, you know, me feeling like I was less than, me saying things like, I hate my uterus, I hate my body, what's wrong with me, right? I'm telling you, a lot of those misconceptions run around, and my goal is to, obviously, like I said, get you in a better place with your health, but we got to debunk some of these misconceptions, right? So some of you are listening to this and you're like, okay, I get it. Share it with a friend. Send this episode to someone that may just have what they think is period pain, and maybe they're passing out during their cycle. Maybe there's a, you know, someone at work and you're like, gosh, every time our cycle comes, she's missing work. Maybe they've got other things going on, right? We have got to raise awareness. I mean, literally, I get so passionate about this. For me personally, I felt like there was something wrong with my body. I felt like I had done something wrong to deserve this. I would literally walk around saying, I hate my uterus. I hate my body. I can't believe this, that, and the other. And here's the deal, right? I had no other options. That's just kind of how I felt. I'm going to be honest, right? You know, I've made it to the other side, but when you're crawling to the bathroom, right? When you can't breathe, when your period's coming, when you're having nosebleeds and you can't figure out what's what's going on. When you're passing out during your cycle, when everyone else is, you know, living their life, you start to think there's something wrong with you, right? So with this episode, like I said, I wanted to keep it short and sweet, but I want you to maybe listen to it 2, 3, maybe 4 times, right? I'm not going to do an hour episode. That way you guys get the short version, but I really want you to really grasp what is endometriosis, how does it affect your body, and some of the misconceptions. Stick with us on the future episodes, right? We're going to talk about ways to get it diagnosed. We're going to talk about natural options, how to detox your body, how to support your gut health. Because like I said, and I'm coming for you guys, I want you to lean in on this one, right? Come a little close, turn the volume up. Here's the deal. Sometimes we give endometriosis too much credit. Everything that happens to our body, it's my endo, it's my endo, it's my endo. And I said it a few minutes back, right? Like I said, listen to this episode more than once. Yes, you may have the diagnosis of endometriosis. That may be your situation, but please, I beg you, do not sweep every little nick and cranny and pain and discomfort under the endo rug, because there could be other things going on. Because remember, it is affecting your immune system, right? It's affecting your gut. You can take all the vitamins and probiotics and the organic this, that, and the other and the detox teas, but if you do not have that strong foundation, which is that good, strong gut health, that good, strong immune system, it doesn't matter, right? It's kind of like the ground. If you're just throwing seeds out there, but you're not watering them, you know, I got to think of these analogies, right? You have to have that strong foundation. So in this episode, like I said, I want to keep it short and sweet. I want you to know, what is endometriosis? What areas of the body can it affect? What does it look like and feel for others, right? I mean, what does it look like and feel like for you? Because like I said, it can be different for others. And I will actually add this in. I kind of forgot about it. Let me throw it in. There's also silent endo, right? Some people have endometriosis throughout their entire body and they have no idea. They've never had the horrible Verdacine period. They never had string cramping or bleeding, but then they have fertility issues and then they go in and figure out that there's endometriosis everywhere, right? So just to make it even worse, right, for their mind and just so brain boggling, right? There's all those symptoms that some of us may have and we know there's something wrong. And then we have our other endo warriors that it is silent, zero pain, zero suffering, nothing real crazy going on. They're trying to get pregnant. They're trying to start their family and they realize that there's something wrong. They go in and their doctor's like, hey, there's endometriosis everywhere. So like I said, I like to keep it positive. It was kind of tough for me to do this episode because I don't like to be negative, right? But here's the deal. I like to keep it 100, right? I want to bring you up to speed. So like I said, listen to this episode a couple times, maybe tag a girlfriend, send the episode to someone else, look in the show notes, really delve in and really wrap your head around it, right? Because this foundation is going to help you with the next episodes when we start talking about the best way to get diagnosed, your natural options, what you need to do, what does it look like to have an amazing life with endometriosis, right? What I consider an amazing life could look different for you, but we're setting the foundation. So thank you guys for listening. Make sure you go onto iTunes, give us a 5-star review, do all the fun things, follow us on social media. If you have suggestions, right? If you're an endo warrior and you're like, oh my gosh, I've got questions. I've got things that I want to discuss. I want LJ to answer my question. Go to the show notes, click on the Google form, check it out and send in your question, right? Send in if you think there would be an amazing guest that I need to bring on, tell me about it. I want to serve you guys, right? This podcast is not only for me to share my journey, but it's to help you on the journey, right? It's to get you in a better place. I keep saying it and I'll end with this. This podcast is to get you in the driver's seat of your health. This is LJ and I'm out for now.